Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Stretch my hands to you.
Life like this is what your life like. Patrick Mahomes was awesome last night. Set some more records. Got the best of Lamar Jackson and the Ravens again. We're going to get into that in the next segment. Then Jeff Cock is going to be here a little after 5 o'clock. But my next guest is one of the very best college basketball coaches in the country. He's coached in 8 of the past 11 NCAA tournaments, made the Sweet 16 in 4 of those 8 trips. And his 2011 Marquette team that made the Sweet 16 featured Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder, both of whom will start tomorrow night for the Miami Heat in Game 1 of the NBA Finals against LeBron James and the Lakers. Buzz Williams is the reigning SEC Coach of the Year. He's my wife's favorite coach. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Buzz, first things first. How are you and Corey and the kids holding up 7 months into a pandemic?
GP, how are you? It's great to hear your voice. I think we're doing as good as we can. We don't have all the answers just like nobody else does, but I think because my wife's done a great job raising our kids have handled it as maturely as possible.
That's good to hear. It's been
How's Kelly and your children?
Well, we're holding it together. We finally got the little guys back in school this week, and so that's been a big relief and I think good for all involved. But boy, it's been a circus around the house for about 7 months. But we're getting better. we're getting better. You know what it's like. You've got a house full, so you know what it's like to juggle.
I completely understand. Completely understand with all that's happened over the last 7 months.
I'm talking to Buzz Williams here, Texas A&M coach on 92.9 FM ESPN. So it's Sunday night, and you got two former players starting in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. It's a closeout situation. How are you watching it? With the family, by yourself? Set the scene for me.
Yeah, my boys are now 17 and 14. My daughter did just go to college, our oldest. Our youngest remembers them a little bit, but she wasn't in there full time. But we've watched all of Jimmy and Jay's games together. We watched all of Wesley Matthews' games together. We watched all of Nikhil Alexander Walker's games together. And while they were doing virtual school amidst some of the early part of the bubble, it was for sure the best entertainment in the house. So I've watched all the games with them. With the three losses that Jay and Jimmy have had, I've handled them fine because it's not my group. But it's been what a unique opportunity, not just for those two guys, but for several of those guys that we've been able to be a part of their lives. It's been really cool. And then to see them win Game 6 the other night on Sunday, it was, I don't know, you know, they're texting me in the locker room when the game was over and sending me pictures. And so as a person that's not quite old yet but approaching old, it makes you feel good, even though I didn't do anything other than have a front row seat. But really excited for those two.
Well, I think you're underselling it a little bit. You played a big part in both of those guys' lives, Jimmy and Jay's. They were JUCO guys. They weren't supposed to be where they're at. And let's start with Jimmy. Yep. I believe he's the first recruit you ever signed at Marquette. Tyler Junior College, after a tough upbringing where he was more or less homeless at the age of 13. Yep. What did you see when you saw JUCO Jimmy Butler?
Well, you know, I know you know all of this story, so I'll try to be succinct in how I respond. But I was the head coach at New Orleans two seasons prior to being the head coach at Marquette, and signed Joe Fulce. Joe was scheduled to come to New Orleans. I left and went to be an assistant at Marquette, and so he went to Tyler. The coach at Tyler, I've known since I was a kid. That was the conference that I was a manager in. And so Joe's roommate ended up being Jimmy. So we signed Joe in November at Marquette when I was an assistant. I became the head coach. It was announced on April the 8th at Marquette. Should not have got the job, was undeserving of the chance. I called Joe to let him know I'd been named the head coach. And Joe says, "Coach, you want to sign Jimmy?" And I was like, "I don't know. What do you think?" And he's like, "Coach, I think he's good." And, of course, we need to sign like seven players. I'm emotional getting the job. The job was open for 7 days once Coach Crean left. And so I said, "Okay, well, tell him we want to sign him." And he said, "Well, do you want to talk to him?" I said, "Yeah, I'll talk to him. Put him on the phone." And so I said, "Hey, Jimmy, do you want to come to Marquette?" He said, "Yes, sir, I want to come." And I said, "Okay, well, I'll send the papers to you." And the signing date was 1 week later, April the 15th. And Jimmy went to the McDonald's and faxed the NLI. And so we just kind of continued the story of why would a top 20 job like Marquette hire Buzz with a losing record who resigned at New Orleans? And then Buzz's first recruit, like, who is this guy? And why are we signing a JUCO guy that was a qualifier out of high school? That's just further proof that we hired the wrong guy. And so that's kind of how it all started. Joe went with me to Virginia Tech and is still on our staff here at A&M. So that's kind of how it all began.
What a tremendous story. I'm talking to Buzz Williams here, head coach at Texas A&M, former coach at Marquette, where he had both Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder on a 2011 team that made the Sweet 16. Those two guys now in the NBA Finals. There's been a lot of talk about Jimmy Butler as a leader, and you know, he is obviously, you know, the leader of this team in Miami. They have provided him with the type of culture that I think fits him well, but undeniably he had issues in Minnesota and in Philadelphia with some of the younger guys. Now, from my perspective, it just looks like, you know, it's former five-star guys, number one overall picks. And he has, again, from my perspective, seems to have very little respect for more talented people who don't work as hard as him and focus on winning as much as he is obsessed with winning. But you know him. I don't. Why do you think Jimmy is working so perfectly in Miami and yet clashed with individuals in Philadelphia and in Minnesota?
You know, I don't know all the specifics relative to Minnesota. I know he was excited to go play for Coach Tibbs again. Don't know the specifics in Philly, but I can't disagree, GP, with anything you said. And I do know Coach Riley. I do know Coach Spo. And I do think relative to what that organization started as and what it has become throughout all of it, both of those guys' career, I think Jimmy's habits match what the Heat organization / hashtag Heat culture wants to be about. I think he's probably the perfect example of this is what we want our organization to be. You know, the other thing that I've said in some of these interviews when people have asked about Jimmy specifically, he doesn't suffer fools gladly. Like, he doesn't participate in a lot of foolishness. And that doesn't mean that that person is necessarily wrong, and it doesn't mean that Jimmy's right. He's much more intelligent than I think people realize, not only on the floor, that's easy to see. He's really intelligent off the floor. And so, you know, he's never participated in, like, childish things. And so he's driven, ultra-driven, and I think he thinks that, if I can work and get a little better in this area, in that area, the compound interest of that over time gives me a chance. And because of his path in life, that's the only thing he understands. That's the language he speaks. That's the life example that he lives. And so people that can't understand that language. He's not good with it. And that doesn't mean that he's right, and it doesn't mean that he's wrong. It just means that's how he grew up, and that's what he's earned. And so I think some of that is probably overblown just because of that's how the world spins so fast and it gets sensationalized a little bit. But I do think that he's a really good fit and a really good match relative to what the Heat organization is about.
You meet him when he's, 19, 20 years old. Nobody Yep. expected him to be an NBA player. They barely expected him to be a Marquette player.
Sure.
Now he's a 31-year-old leading a team to the NBA Finals. What's the most surprising thing? When you look at 31-year-old Jimmy Butler, what's the most surprising thing relative to 19, 20-year-old Jimmy Butler you knew?
What I would say, really good question, probably the best question I've been asked. The first thing that I would say is, nobody knew who he was. I think he was ranked 72nd, and you know this name, Mike Kuhnstadt. He was ranked 72nd in the state of Texas. The 71st kid went to the Citadel. The 73rd kid went to a Division II school. He averaged 5 points for us as a sophomore, was never first team or second team all-conference as a junior or a senior. He worked out for 17 NBA teams after being the Portsmouth MVP. He worked out for that many teams, GP, in my opinion, not because he was that good. It was because they didn't know. They couldn't make a decision. Like, is he a pick? Where is he a pick? And this was, obviously, there were draft boards and things of that nature at that time. But it wasn't like if you went and looked up in the archives where he was scheduled to be picked. He was not scheduled to be a first-round pick. And I think what I would say on 19 to 31, I think each step of the way he's earned it, number one. And number two, I believe, because of my relationship with him, he's handled each step of that successful path in a very humble way. Even when they were talking to him, when Rachel was talking to him Sunday night after the game, like, it's about the team. I believe in how we go. I believe in how we work. This is what we're built on. Like, that underdog, I have an edge when I compete. He still does it in a very humble way. And I think in that regard, he's the same Jimmy that I've always known.
Talking to Buzz Williams here, former Marquette coach, current Texas A&M coach at Marquette. He had Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder on that 2011 team, now both starting for the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals. Game one scheduled for tomorrow night. Jay Crowder is a guy that I think Memphians are familiar with. He was here with the Grizzlies, and they loved him.
Yep.
Ja Morant loved him. They just are building for the future, and so yep. they move him at the deadline. But, again, another JUCO guy, was never supposed to be an NBA veteran, yet he's going to start tomorrow night in the NBA Finals. When you first saw him, what did you see?
Unique story. Went to Hutch and played for a national championship as a sophomore. He is from Villarica, Georgia. His dad was for sure a better player than he was in college and early on in his professional career. Corey played at Kentucky Wesleyan, won multiple Division II national championships. Jay went to junior college in Georgia and then transferred to Howard. He played for Mark Adams, who's now the associate head coach at Texas Tech for Coach Beard. When I was a junior college manager, Gary, Coach Adams was the head coach at that time at UT Pan American, now UT Rio Grande Valley. And Coach Adams was one of the coaches that I used to write once a week. Long story, obviously, years later, 1991 till 2010, Coach Adams called and he said, "Buzz, I'm coaching the best player I've ever coached." And I go, "Coach, thanks for calling me. That statement can't be true, because when I was writing you letters, I used to look in the Dallas Morning News, and you were coaching the leading scorer in Division I. They played really fast." And he said, "No, I have a kid that's better. I'd like you to come watch him." I went and watched him. Jay had 5 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 fouls. The game's over. Mark Adams is as good a college basketball coach as there is employed in Division I. K can really, really, really coach and is as just as good a person as he is a coach. And so the game's over. They're playing at South Plains. I went over to talk to Coach before they went in the locker room, and he's very – his spirit is very humble. That's just who he is. And he goes, Buzz, man, I'm really sorry. This is the worst he's played. And I go, Coach, I didn't come to see him play. I came because you asked me to come. That's how much I respect you. I said, if you're telling me he's the best player you've ever coached, I want to sign him. And he goes, after what you just saw? I said, Coach, he spent more time next to you than he did in the game. And the entire time he's on the bench, he's the most vocal coach on the staff. I mean, he's waving a towel. He's cheering. Timeouts, obviously. No media timeouts in JUCO. He's running out, giving guys dap, giving them high five. I'm like, we need that. That's who we are. And if you know a player better than I do, I guess at that time I was 37. I said, I trust you. And he said, well, you're going to need to talk to his dad. So I flew and met his dad at a soul food joint in Florida where he was living at that time. And he said, all I want to know is will you do right by my son off the floor? And when he's on the floor, will you coach his ass off? And I said, yes, sir, I can do those two things. He said, I've done all the research on you. As long as you'll commit to those two things, that's where my son's going to go to school. That's it. Jimmy and Jay, Gary, never visited Marquette.
you almost took both of them just because people you trust said they're good enough, and you said that's good enough for me.
Yes, sir. That is how I took both of them, and that's not to negate the work of our assistants and all of the things that they were doing to help ensure that they made it there. But relative to how it all began, yes, sir, that was it, and that's why since they left. And all of the things that have transpired, I've never taken any credit for it. I can't take credit for it because, in truth, and you know this because you've known me forever, what they did, what Wes Matthews did, what DJO did, what all of those kids did, that changed my children's lives. It wasn't because I did something miraculous. Those guys earned it, and because of what they accomplished, that is what has allowed me to have whatever level of success you would say I've had. It's what they did. And so that's why I don't mind talking to you because of our relationship, but most of all of this stuff I just pass on because it makes it seem like I did something. And I didn't do anything, but those relationships that led to those two kids, I always include in retelling their story because that's so important.
Talking to Buzz Williams, Texas A&M head coach, reigning SEC coach of the year, former coach at Marquette, where he had Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder. Buzz, I know that you deflect credit a lot. I bet you Jimmy and Jay would give you a lot of credit for where they're at right now.
Yeah, they feel sorry for guys like me that just happen to stand in front of the bench and act like they're running a lot of stuff. We had a reunion when I was at Virginia Tech after my 10th year as a head coach. I brought back every player that I had ever coached. I brought back every assistant. I brought back every student manager, student trainer. I brought to Blacksburg every president, vice president, and AD that had hired me. And then I brought in every person that I work for. So every person that I work for as a student manager, every person that I work for as an assistant. And obviously, those two specific guys. This was 3 years ago now. 3 years ago, last month, and Jay flies in on a private plane. Jimmy flies in on a private plane. It was a Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday. We had Buzz's bunch. Saturday night, everybody left on Sunday, and those guys were there along with 97 other players that we have coached over that 10-year span. And those guys were not trying to appear as though they were somebody different. They were one of us. And that just speaks to who they are and how they handle their business, and that those guys are texting me in the locker room, look what you've created, look what you've done, ha-ha, and they're taking selfies and their teammates are taking pictures and they're texting me. Just just what an incredible story both of those guys are writing for themselves.
So terrific. I'm wrapping up here with Buzz Williams, Texas A&M head coach, former coach at Marquette, where he had Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder. So, listen, those guys being in the finals would be awesome no matter what. It's something bigger because they're in the finals against the Lakers and against LeBron James. How anxious are you to sit down tomorrow night and watch game one and then the series for however long it goes? I know they're underdogs, but it will not, I think at this point, be shocking if they win the whole thing.
You know, like I've never coached in the NBA, so I don't pretend to understand all of the tactical parts that go along. But I do agree with what you said. Like LeBron, AD, Rondo, arguably maybe the best team, the number one seed in the West. Is the West better than the East, and all of those things? But man, in these situations, I kind of feel like a fan. And in my whole life, even as a kid, when I was trying to figure out if I could find a way to be a coach, I never processed things as a fan. But like, man, I'm excited. Like I'm because of what's happening in our world. Like, man, tomorrow night at 8:00. Now let's go. What are we having? Pizza? Are we cooking burgers? Are we getting takeout? Like I'm excited. Like I'm a fan, and I'm watching every commercial. I'm watching, I'm paying attention, I'm screaming at the TV. So I'm excited, and I hope it goes game seven, and selfishly I hope the Heat win.
That's awesome stuff. That's Buzz Williams, head coach at Texas A&M, former head coach at Marquette, where his 2011 Sweet 16 team featured Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder, both of whom will be in the starting lineup for the Miami Heat in game one of the NBA Finals tomorrow night. Buzz, you're the absolute best. Always great stories. I appreciate you being here, and I hope to catch up with you again real soon. Tell the family I said hello.
Tell Kelly and the three children I said what's up, and tell Kelly the only reason I agreed to the interview is out of respect for her, not you.
That's fair enough and deserved. I appreciate it, buddy. I'll see
all
you.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, baby. Yes, bye-bye. That's Buzz Williams, head coach at Texas A&M. He's the reigning SEC coach of the year. And just tremendous stories about Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder. Like, he takes both of them off the recommendation. As a young head coach at Marquette, takes both of them off of the recommendation of people he trusts. I trust you. I know you know what a high major basketball player looks like. If you say he's good enough for me, then I'm going to trust you and I'm going to take him. And he gets Jimmy Butler, he gets Jay Crowder, and helps develop them into NBA players, two starters for the Miami Heat, heading into game one of the NBA Finals tomorrow night. Really appreciate Buzz Williams being here. I guess I owe it to my wife. When we come back, Patrick Mahomes was awesome again last night, set some more records. We'll talk Chiefs Ravens. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.